What? Oh, there he's down.
I can.
Peace, love, and blessings to all. This is In Living Black. I am JD. I'm here with a beautiful brother, of course.
Bari. Young
Yara. There we go. And I'm joined, or we're joined, by two beautiful ladies. Shanice is here again, once again.
What's up?
And if you know you listen to the pod, you know Kim Lee is here.
Hi.
Don't get too nervous on us. Don't get too nervous here. You know it's a new production. You see it. It's a new production. We're back with the Starbucks cups, of course.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? The Douce is here. We heavy on the black owned shit. Mm. I see Pierre Morse.
That's right.
I see YG400. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I see In Living Black on the back. I see that. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Najee. He's also in the room. You know the vibes.
As always.
Yep. But yeah, man, we're gonna first say rest in peace to Biz Markie. Right? Rest in peace to Biz Markie. Today's Pop birthday. Rest in peace to Pop. Real quick though, before we get into all of what we're supposed to talk about today, how was y'all week? Let's start with Kim.
My week was good.
Yeah.
Weekend?
Yeah. Whatever you did. You know you be lit. You know you be outside.
outside.
Kim was outside.
I didn't do that much. Oh, Saturday I went out to eat. And then Sunday was my daughter's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Monday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Out.
Thank you. And then that was it.
If you're looking at the camera confused because she doesn't look like she has kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I understand. Shaw, how about you?
It was good. It was calm. I'm like really relaxed. Really relaxed right now. I went to the Adirondack Mountains and just like camped, pitched a tent with a homegirl like for like 3 days. And I'm like just getting back into civilization. So I'm flighty right now.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a little flighty. It's good. It feels nice.
So you just came back from the woods and shit.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. No service for like 3 days. I didn't like respond to anything. So I'm like getting back into it.
How's that like not having a phone for 3 days? Like,
it was like everything I needed. The detachment. I mean, a little scary. You gotta go get your maps ready. Like, that's it. But
you looked at the maps, like your actual map.
Like an actual map. I like broke out an actual
map. A paper map.
Yeah, survival mode.
Some people don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that in real life.
It was cool. I had my phone off, which is crazy. And then like I would take pictures and everything. But it was beautiful. It was such a good week.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm jelly.
Yeah, How about you? How about you, Bari?
My week?
Well, damn, she skipped the shit out of me.
Yo, she skipped the shit out of me. She was
like, what? I liked it, though.
You said you liked it?
I liked that.
But I liked it, go last. Hakeem. You be asking everybody.
But you know what? Respectful. Go ahead.
That's you. It's all you. Go ahead.
God damn, cuz. Shit.
That was funny. My week.
If that was on purpose, that was good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
My birthday was last week, you know what I'm saying? Last week, Wednesday. I went out for that a little bit, kicked it with a couple of friends and all that.
Right.
Got super smacked, as always, you know what I mean?
As always. What about this weekend? What you do? What you get into?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I ain't do nothing this weekend.
Nah.
But this morning, I woke up and my phone absolutely broke up with me.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yo,
wow.
Phone breaking up with you is crazy.
My phone just dumped me dead ass.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up and like my shit just didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, I was tapping apps, nothing would open. You know what I mean? I couldn't receive a make calls. I couldn't get no texts. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, like, when you, like, in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit is good at first.
Always.
But then,
always.
Like, you
the
know,
first 3 months.
But, like, you know, like, towards the end. Like, you know when it's about to end and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all been on the rocks for a minute.
Yeah.
That was me and my phone. No. Like, my shit been funny style for
it
a minute.
Legit. Oh, wow.
Oh, my, was it? Was it? Oh, was it? What? It was basically like trying to tell me like get a new girlfriend, but I didn't want to though.
Yeah.
I like her for real.
Yeah.
I want her. I need that.
Yeah.
So I woke up in the morning and she was packing her bag like ready to dip. I'm like, where are you going? Like we got a good thing going here. I felt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But she's ready to dip off. So I was like, yo, I need to go to Apple and get a new phone.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? Before I leave the crib,
what'd you do?
Let me go to YouTube University.
As you should.
Mm.
And check, because there's always a remedy for anything, right?
Everything.
So I check, and what do you know?
Yeah.
He said, yo, if you cannot, I couldn't turn off either. I couldn't even turn off my phone to fix it. Wow. It just wouldn't turn off. So I was like, yo, if you can't turn off your phone, this is how you fix it. So some dude showed me it.
Uh-huh.
You tap the volume button twice, bang bang.
Mm.
Followed by you hold the power button.
Yeah, but that's how you shut off your phone.
That's a hard reset.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I was just holding like the how you do it, like the hold the volume.
Yeah.
Hold the
power button. Yeah.
But like that shit wouldn't work.
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck do I tap? One, two, and then hold that shit. And then it rebooted. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, are we back in business? I got my girl back.
You got your girl back.
Like, I was lit.
You made up.
You begged her to stay.
She tried to leave.
Wow. That sneaky bitch. She's sneaky, but I ain't gonna lie.
She's a sneaky bitch.
You never leave with me. You hear me? Where she at? You ain't never leave with me. You know what I mean?
Put on the table though.
I love my 10.
Yeah,
that's
good.
A 10. I still got my shit.
You still got your shit.
You know what I mean?
Yo, this guy is an idiot.
I have to blow up before I leave for that ass.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm good.
But
I'm good.
You good.
I'm good.
You got your shit.
That's so death to your part.
That's a fact though.
Well,
right, your turn now. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to talk about my day because y'all didn't give a fuck. Okay?
You know what I'm talking about your day. I'm sure you did something crazy.
You know what?
At me.
Guess what? I didn't do nothing crazy. You know what I mean? I had a getting a new in the process of getting a new job. Yeah, you know.
Love to hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what it is. You know, a brother needs some benefits is what I'm saying, right? So we got to get to that type of motion. But like before, I had a second interview with this company, and I thought I did super bad. The day of when I had work, I said, "I'm quitting this. I'm quitting this place that I currently work at." So
you
quit
your job?
Yeah, well, I'm getting there. I told my manager, I said, "Yo, I'm putting in my 2 weeks today." He said, "Oh shit, nigga! Like, how you gonna do that shit?" Like, just like random. He's like, that was just super random because he was just having a conversation. I was just like, no, yeah, I'm putting in my 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully. I love you. I love y'all. But I don't love here. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, is it the place or is it like, you know what I mean? Like, you got a new opportunity. I said, no, it's definitely the place. Right? Got an email. Just be honest.
Yeah.
I got an email for the third interview. Mm-hmm. Just right after that. And I was like, oh, that's just like God saying, like, you took a chance on yourself. And then that's just what happened. That's what just transpired. So that's, you know what I mean? Got the third interview. Did it today. So let's see what happens in life. You know what I mean? We never know what the vibes is. Going through three interviews, four interviews is ridiculous.
That's too much.
I'm just saying. That's craziness. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
It's heavy duty shit.
It's like, how much of me you need to see before you know, like, if you want me or not?
And then ask the same questions at that. It's like, it's a different level of something.
Difficult question.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What kind of question they ask you?
You know, experience with you know, customers and shit
scenario.
If they come in, what and they act frantic, what are you going to do?
I hate this.
How did you answer it?
You know what niggas have to do there. Oh well, you know, well, I'll do this and then that. Like, you know, damn well I ain't doing that. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do it.
That's why I don't do well on job interviews, though.
Yeah, I understand.
I find it so hard for me to fake it. That shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
I don't work well under trying to be phony.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. You can kind of read it on my face.
Yeah. Respectfully,
I don't
remember
how to interview anymore.
You don't remember how to interview?
It's been...
I feel like
I interview well. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But it's just been so long, I'm like, I don't want to work for
when you was a manager, right? Was you and you was interviewing people, like, you just asked, like, what? Like, did you ask that same bullshit question?
No, I would. I used to like find questions that were just like off the wall, and I just want to know how they respond, like, under pressure. I like to see how people respond.
See, I prefer shit like that though. I prefer the shit
in a
like
conversation,
that.
You know, mm-hmm. You get to know the person mm-hmm. you may or may not be hiring. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, that's good that you did well.
I feel like I did well. We never know. I thought I did terrible and got that third interview, so it's lit. You know what I mean?
It's a good sign.
Yeah, so let's see what transpires from there. Anyway, my beautiful black people. Mm. Biz Markie died. And he had a song. You, You got it. I was about to sing, but I ain't. I got Duce in my shit. And y'all didn't join me. I thought y'all was going to join me. I thought y'all was going to combine with it.
You know what?
We didn't lock eyes.
I thought we were too.
Yeah.
But we didn't hit anybody else.
Yeah, nobody did it. Nobody else did it.
You can do it again.
Can you do it again? Okay.
Kim.
Okay. You ready? Very weird. Okay, I feel like you got a good voice with it.
You go to start off.
All right. You got what I need. But you say you're just a friend. Okay, I don't got the words wrong. Can I say it? No, it's all right. All right, whatever.
I saw a
tribute,
huh?
You saw him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw him DJ one time.
Wow. Oh, wow.
This was
years ago. Pac's son had a pop-up shop in Soho. And I went my mom's and fucking I walked in and Biz Markie was spinning.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Shit. That's crazy.
It's fire?
Yeah, so I just stood there for a minute on the side, just like watching Biz Markie DJ. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I had a picture of
him. Where you saw him?
Because I'm a mom and I have kids,
which is
so
doesn't make sense.
So my kids used to love Yo Gabba Gabba, mm-hmm. You guys know Yo, and he used to have a little segment where he did like beatboxing.
I remember mm-hmm. that.
And I saw Yo Gabba Gabba live at Radio City Music Hall, and he was there.
That's fire.
He came
That's
out.
That's fucking crazy.
Live. Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's wow. fucking crazy.
That was a long time ago. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Biz Markie definitely touched a lot of lives, did multiple things. He's also like kind of a comedian, almost like Rob's too, right? Like he would be in some like movies and like drop in and stuff like that, just be on some like comedy relief vibes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So I brought that lyric up. You got what I need, but you say we're just friends and shit, right? Stemming from last conversation that we had last week, right? About needing someone. A lot of people had conversations about that. A lot of people was in my DMs. Mm. Just like, yo, I never thought about that. I never thought men needed women.
Really?
I was like, taken back. but then like a lot of people was like, yo, like you could kind of see the room freeze a little bit. When like the question went around and stuff like that. So like it was just like an interesting thing, especially to watch it. I think if you're not watching on YouTube, you might as well go check that out. Because mm-hmm. It was a good one. One of the best. I know Barry watched it like 18 times and shit.
I had it on loop all weekend.
Yeah, well, see, there we go.
Never turn it off.
Yeah, see, I love that. Fantastic. Yeah, run the fucking numbers up. It's here. So we got like a lot of feedback on that, especially that topic. And we have somebody here too as well. I want you to introduce yourself.
What it do? I'm Yomi.
Yomi.
Shout out to Yomi.
She also, I want to get into Shanice, right? Because last week, no, and then y'all could both like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Because last week, Shanice said.
I said, I don't need a man.
Correct. Correcto mundo.
I also got some feedback on that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, a nigga was in your DMs like, yeah. You don't need me?
Yeah, you know. it was interesting, the feedback, you know, but then you had to have the conversation with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait, we ended. It was like 1 minute. I said the statement and it was done.
So. It was so quick. It was so like erupt and shit. Like, yeah. That's why you're coming back.
That's why we're coming back to it. And it's so important to talk about. I feel like I don't need a man because I grew up single mother household. All the women in my family are super strong, right? They like carry the family, they carry the weight. So it's interesting, like as I get older and as I'm growing and as I'm healing, I'm like, oh, I don't have to come off so strong. Like I don't have to come off that way. Like I can still be gentle with myself and with others, but I just still don't feel like I need a man. I'm really independent. I don't So it's interesting just to see, like, I don't know, it's hard because it's like, yes, I want that relationship, I want that affection, I do want those things, but
you don't need it.
I don't need it. And I, until like the right person comes along, I think you'll just know. Like you'll just know. You'll be like, yes, like it's done. That's great. I'm ready to like relieve like some of that pressure off myself.
Question for you before we go to Yomi about that, the same thing, because y'all both related last week about that same thing. Mm-hmm. If you find that true one, that true guy, would you feel like you might need him in a sense? Like, you're in love. Like, you're in love. I'm in love with this guy. Mm-hmm. You might have kids or whatever. Do you feel like you need him in life?
Yeah, I feel like I would need that person. If I go to that extent.
So that means it would change.
Yeah, it would change. Because I'm trying to break generational curses here.
Right.
I'm trying to make a difference in like the generations going down the line. And I,
right.
Not to say like being independent and being strong is a bad thing, because obviously it's not. But it's like, I would like to need somebody to like really, really deep down need somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is just amazing, having that connection with somebody, like a life partner, a soulmate, if you will. Like, I haven't really seen a healthy relationship like that in my life, like immediate family growing up like that. So, I mean, every relationship has its shit, but like, still, I'm just like, I don't need somebody until I know,
yeah.
Right. You know?
I also feel like it's a different type of need.
Yeah.
Like, once you fall in love and then the person's your soulmate, it's a different type of need.
Right.
Mm. Like, wanting them to stay in your life and needing them, it's different than being single and feeling like you need someone. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's a different version.
Yeah. I agree.
Yomi, how do you feel?
I feel like it depends on, sometimes it depends on sexual preferences.
Mm.
Like, I think needing a man and then like needing a partner are like are intertwined, but not everyone like feels like they need a man because they might have different sexual preferences.
Right. That's correct. That's true. That's why I was. So like that's even like fucking perfect right now.
Yeah.
That's how like, all right. So those that know Kim, you're in a relationship right now.
Yes.
With a woman.
Yes.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Do you feel like you need a man?
No, not at all.
I'm just talking about in your life though, not necessarily like in. I feel like the question that's probably on me for last week. Like the question might be on some like, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm talking about relationships. Period. Like friends, your brother. You know what I mean? Your cousins. Like if men weren't here. Period, because you feel like your men just like drop to the just drop dead, all of us, right? God forbid.
It'd be terrible.
It would be terrible, but honestly, I still
oh shit
oh like, shit
she said fuck them.
I feel like I still don't feel like I need a man.
Wow.
And
besides sexual preferences, I also still don't feel like
I need a man. Okay. And listen, you know, I have kids. I was married to a man before,
right?
And so at that time, I did feel like I needed him.
Okay.
I almost couldn't see getting through my days without him.
Oh, wow.
Because he was the provider.
Mm. Mm.
And so that crippled me. And then moving on and then separating and then becoming a single mother of three kids on my own has changed my mindset tremendously. And now dating women,
you have to talk about your feelings more, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the time. It's very annoying, but it's good at the same time.
Man, I struggle with that.
But I still feel like I don't need a man. Like, I think it helps.
Yeah.
Like, I just purchased the car, and me and my ex-husband have a very good relationship.
I love that, by the way.
We co-parent very well, and we're still very good friends. So I checked out the car and I said, hey, I need you to go look up this car for me.
Right.
Like, I need you to check out the car because I'm a woman. Even if I go with my girl, it's still the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm like, can you go check out the car, test drive the car and let me know?
Yeah.
And then I went alone and purchased the car on my own.
But isn't that a need, or you feel like you need him for like certain things? You don't need him in life.
No.
Different.
I feel like I could have gotten the job done on my own.
Well, of course, 1,000%.
But I mean, if he's there and he can help out, right, then, you know, you kind of take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Just like if you have a father or a brother or an uncle where you might need to lean on them.
Right. 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 So like, I feel like that's why I feel like that's need, though. I feel like that's a need thing, though. No, you don't feel like you need your uncle. Like if you leaning on your uncle and stuff like that, like, yo, I need my uncle around. I ain't going to lie. I need my uncle around.
I don't know. I don't have that many.
So I'm like.
Yeah, you're kind of iffy about it.
I mean, obviously, we're like.
Yeah, of course. You're twins. Yes.
You know, so I'm like, yeah, but like he's the only male figure in my life.
That okay, so right. Like, that you would consider right, that. Yeah. Like, you need.
So it's like if you don't have that many men, my father has passed. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. I'm not close with my brother. Never been.
Oh, wow.
And so who else is there?
Yeah. Right.
Like then I'm like you was raised by a single mother, mm-hmm. So
well goddamn Kim, I thought we was friends type shit. I thought you didn't know what I mean. She don't need you, bro. Huh? She don't need me, fuck it. I'll drop off the face of the earth.
You said, probably it. Are the one, like I told you,
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
one relationship with a guy that I feel like I need.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It is very sweet. It made me like. I cried a little bit inside. I'm not gonna lie to you. I did. I, you know I don't cry.
I do value our friendship a lot. So
that's 2 weeks in a row, right?
Yeah. For sure. I've been crying all week.
You cried after that? You cried after that?
What?
When she told you that?
Well, no, I just cried just now, but inside.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not many men in my life, so I don't feel
like the need.
Yeah.
I understand that. But tell me why you feel like you need women. Let's switch the.
So I feel like the areas in my life that I've evolved the most in have come from women in my life.
Mm.
Right? It's beautiful.
Like, I feel like I've evolved a lot emotionally, spiritually, mentally with the help of women. You know what I'm saying? Different women in my life have really helped me just grow in different ways. I feel like if they wasn't there, I would still be stuck in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I know I need women, like, not even a question.
Mm.
Right, first of all, and, like, what y'all was saying, y'all saying y'all was raised by single moms. I never thought about that with me, because so am I. And that probably plays a huge part in it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been just me and my moms, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've needed her countless amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
So it started with that for sure.
Yeah.
And then as I started to deal with women on my own and shit, I'm like, nah, like, y'all have taught me things that I needed for real that have helped me get to this point right now. So I know for a fact.
How about this though? Like, do you feel like you need like men in your life too as well? You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, and just in relationship wise. Like, I know you got a great relationship with your uncle.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. Do you feel like it's a need?
Yeah, I think so. I think I need my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because my guys bring me something too. You know what I mean? I get a certain pride I take in the brotherhood I got with my dudes for real.
Mm.
That like. And also being an only child.
Yeah.
I always valued that close relationship with my friends for real. So all my dudes, like I take friendships, I take loyalty serious, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I need my niggas around me too. Cause I'd be lonely as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need friends. I need my niggas. I need women. I need people.
Yeah.
But like certain people though.
Certain people. Right. Of course, certain of people, always, you know of course, right. Not everybody.
I need certain people in my life that just really evolved me for real, that ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree with you as far as like the need, like my need for like women. You know what I'm saying? I just like talking to women. I like being around women. Women smell good. Right. You know what I'm saying? They're beautiful to look at. True. Even if you're like just friends.
What do we smell like?
You know what?
That's a great question.
Most of y'all smell like some, like, you know what I mean? What's that shit that y'all love to wear? Japanese cherry blossom things.
What?
Nah, they don't smell like that.
What are you talking about? Are you talking to a teenager?
I'm talking to her. Right.
Because I'm a grown woman.
Oh, nah, I'm fucking around.
Kind of women you be.
I obviously know that's like the hood smell though. Like a lot of people love
back in high school.
Nah, not even high school. A lot of people love that Japanese cherry blossom shit Bath and Body or whatever that shit is called. Now the Kim is like, hell no.
I look at Kim like.
No, but high key, women smell good. All the time. Never had a problem with like a woman's smell.
Smelly chicks.
Yeah. Unless, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we ain't gonna get there. We gonna get there. Yeah, we ain't gonna get there. We ain't going there. I'm just saying. It's been times. That's what I'm saying.
It's been times.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Go ahead. Come on, man. Yeah. I'll give you a towel. Go ahead. Do what you gotta do. Respectfully.
You gonna give her a towel?
Yeah, you gotta go shower.
Oh.
Yeah, respectfully.
You gotta do something.
Yeah, because sometimes.
But
sometimes,
are there any like word usage before you just give her a towel?
You know what? You know what?
Not you know what you need to
you know,
do.
You know
are
what?
You just like here.
I just feel like that's the most difficult conversation to have with a woman. I never want to have that conversation. At all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little.
Never. I never ever want to have that conversation. If I could avoid the conversation, I'd rather.
But would you though? Like, I was literally having this conversation with one of my friends the other day, and I was like, "Would you tell somebody like it's not right? It's not, you know, it's not right." And he was like, "No, I would just kind of like navigate around huh? it."
I wouldn't, but I drop hints before you come over.
Okay, hold on. Mm. So you deal with women. So what do you, have you ever dealt with that? Have you ever dealt with like a smell?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you say? What you say to them?
You don't do your face like that, Kim. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But I will drop hints. Like
what you say?
Okay, if you coming over after work, are you gonna go home and shower?
Okay, I like that.
Like it's clean. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's clean. But like in the moment though, have you ever smelled something?
Yes.
And then what did you say?
I just suck it up. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
That's different. You know what's funny? I have to.
But I tell you, I won't be a repeat offender.
No, I ain't doing it again. Well, yeah. You know what?
Because I don't. Mm-mm.
Niggas might be nice.
We not doing that.
You're not doing that?
No.
You're not, Nas, you're not repeating it?
Nas, I'm letting you know. Like, I'm not going to pick it up. Yeah. I got to deal with this right now.
No.
Also, I think people appreciate honesty.
Yeah.
1,000%. So I'm gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you the second story, but I'm gonna tell you one story.
Let it loose.
I said let it loose.
So one story, a long time ago, high school type shit. Mm. I was very much lustful over this girl.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
High school shit. You know, we coming home from school. I told her come over. You know, my mom's ain't gonna be home until 7 or something.
Got the free.
You know, you got the free. You got the free for a little bit.
Sure.
You know how that go.
Of course.
Bro, I swear to God, this might be the worst time ever. Like, it was like, we was kissing, it was very like, my shit is nice. I'm ready. You understand what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Huh? No, like it's
pulse.
Dick pulse. 1,000%. It's hard. It's heavy. Condom was in hand. Condom was in hand, right?
Not heavy.
No, well, you know, come on, though. She typing into heavy words and stuff.
I mean, you're getting wild descriptive.
Oh, yeah, well, see.
I'm so visual. I'm like,
hey. You mad words.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, I'm there. I'm here. Right, the feelings is heavy. Okay, I'm saying the feelings is heavy.
Right. All right, go ahead.
Not the dick is heavy.
Oh, the feelings.
The feelings.
Okay.
No, yeah. That might have been on me.
Yeah. See, your mind going. Your mind going.
I ain't know my mind.
See,
my fault. I didn't know.
Pardon, sir.
You got heavy feelings for sure.
I had heavy feelings. So, like, what comes with feelings?
Your feelings.
Your shit go crazy.
Your feelings was hard, too.
Yes, exactly.
Heard you.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I had condom in hand. Mm-hmm. But, so, you know, you take off the panties. And I was like, I was confused. I've never smelled this.
Wait, I got to ask.
You took the panties off? Whew.
Let's stop right here though.
How is she on the bed?
So she
had the legs wide open.
But she's looking at you though.
She's looking directly
so
at
you. So she saw your reaction?
She did not, because guess what I did? It was dark. You know how niggas used to have sex in the not in the dark, but like in the like, you know, it's like dim light. It's not like no light. I mean, in high school you ain't
there's
fucking in the light. It's like natural light, but it's barely it's like a 5 p.m. type of day and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little glim through the windows. Anyways, I pulls it off and I said, oh. Then I as I'm like pretending to like stick it in. I look back. I you know, remember those old cable vision boxes that had the time on it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I said, oh shit, my mom's coming home. I said, you got to get dressed right now. You got to go.
Good save.
Yeah, that's clean.
Completely great save.
That's clean.
Clean and quick.
Super.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
That was clean.
Easy, quick.
You thrive under pressure.
Mm-hmm. And And you know, I don't know if she knew what the vibes was, but the next day, she didn't speak to me again. Ever again. Oh. I think because she knows she was embarrassed. Like, she was embarrassed. I think she knew. Oof. That smell that day scarred me for a while, like for like 2-3 years. I did not, I wasn't like,
that's
I wasn't.
Scarring me, and I wasn't even in.
I was not having sex. I was not having sex with a woman.
Cause she know what she was equipped with, like she know what she came up to your crib.
Yes, because you know, yeah, because
I know think you know if like, you have,
can't you can't not know, right?
Come on, man,
I can't not know. Know. I dated someone, and I don't think she knew. I really
now
don't.
You gotta know that.
I really don't think
because
she
guess
knew.
What, niggas could know. Niggas ain't gonna give you. He ain't gonna. She gonna. The guy ain't gonna let you give head if his shit funky. Like, I just worked all day. Let me shower first.
Word.
You understand what I'm saying?
Bird nah, bath, nah. Something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nasty guys, of course. And if you're nasty and you with that funky smell, go ahead. Do what you got to do. But guess what I'm not with?
That.
That is what I'm saying. I can't do musty. No. You understand what I'm saying? I definitely can't put my head down there.
Mm-mm. No.
You know what I mean? I slanged dick before to a thing. To a twangy. But it wasn't twang like that though.
Okay, we talked about twang before.
We did like, on What Women Want podcast. We did.
Yeah, we did talk about twang.
A twang is nice.
A twang is fine.
A twang is nice.
Twang is cool.
A twang is nice. But other than that, different.
Fact.
Anyways, point is I need women. Right?
Full circle.
You see right. How you come back? You see how we come back.
Uh-huh.
Point is I need women. You know, I love women. I just genuinely enjoy them. I learned, like Barry said, I learned from women. Like I learned like having conversations. I learned the error in my ways. But like just like that, I also learned from guys. You know what I'm saying? Like not every guy is mature by all means. Of course not.
Definitely not.
But like the guys I keep around me, I feel like know what the hell they be talking about sometimes. You know what I'm saying? If not most times. And, you know, they keep me grounded. As far as like me not making another mistake, or like I made a mistake, like I'll make the mistake. I heard what you said, but I make the mistake, and then like all right, I'm gonna hit you back. Like you know what, I fucked up here. Like yeah. You was right. You know
hold
what I'm saying?
Accountable.
Hold me accountable.
Something strong about sisterhood too. Mm-hmm. Like even if you're not the type of person, you're done with relationships, or you don't feel like you need a partner, man or woman. I feel like as a woman, I find something very special with sisterhoods. It's nothing like it. Like your girls are there for you, my girls are there for me anytime, any day. Like, and it's so special. It's like so special, and it's so healing when mm-hmm. you have the presence of other Black women mm-hmm. around you and having those really important conversations too, and just real conversations with them. I think there's something really powerful about that too.
Yeah.
Do you have those conversations with like men as well or no?
Definitely with you guys, for yeah. sure. I feel like I could talk to you guys about anything, like,
right?
Mm-hmm. Anything. So, and I also get along well with males. Like I have a twin brother, so I talk with him. We have male friends, so I feel like also just gaining a male perspective for me too is interesting sometimes because I am a woman. I date. Just men.
right.
And I mean, like, I'm like, am I tripping? Like, you know, I like to ask my male friends, like, oh, shoot, like, how am I moving?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. If you're moving out here crazy.
I feel like, yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
My question is to y'all, right, is this. Where did we go wrong in the us needing each other, if you will? Like, where did we go wrong? Like, was it just absentee fathers? Was it, like, men like, disrespectful, which they are 1,000%? Like, where did we go wrong and just, like, you know, just, like, yo, fuck niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's just what it is now. Like, that's the language. Like, you're like, fuck niggas. I don't need them. I don't need niggas. Like, type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, where did we go wrong? I haven't yet heard a man say I don't need a woman, even if he's like gay, right? Because I have gay guy friends. Mm-hmm. I have asked that question. Yo, you feel like you need a woman? Yeah, I need my moms, I need my sister, mm-hmm. I need my girlfriends, type shit. You understand what I'm saying? Because they are key important. So I want to ask like the ladies in the room, like, where do you feel like men went wrong, or society you know what I mean, went wrong? Like, is it a ploy to like stop the growth of the black community? Because like we strive, when we strive, we had families. You understand what I'm saying? When black people strive, we had families, we had a community. You understand what I'm saying? So like, was it us? Like, are we to blame? Or is there accountability on in your part? Or is there accountability on the system? Like, what like, I know I asked it like a crazy question. That was deep.
Yeah. There's a lot of parts to that. There's a lot of parts to this. Yeah. I feel like, obviously, the system, because they've been tearing apart black families from the beginning. Slavery, prison, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Music.
Yeah, music. So I feel like the system has a lot to do with it. It's sad that I know so many people who do not have fathers who are black. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really hard to say, yes, we need to hold people accountable, like our friends who are fathers accountable, mm-hmm. our mothers too accountable, because there needs to be unity. But mm-hmm. I feel like it's majority very much so system driven, and then that turns into like a mentality through families, through generations. Like, I think it just trickles down. Some people want to stop it but can't stop like that. Mm-hmm. That
they don't know how to stop.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly. They don't have the right tools or people in their life. So majority, I mean, definitely system from the beginning, but it just trickles down. It's definitely a mentality too.
Yeah, so it's like everything that ties into it. Like, it's like the system started it, and like now we're following suit, if you will.
I feel like, yeah, I would agree. I feel like it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of like pinpoint it.
Yeah, to pinpoint the wrong in it. Yeah. Boy, what you think?
What was the question?
Oh, well, that was a long-ass question.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what was condensing for me?
Well, condensing. Is the system in charge of like women, you know what I mean, of women not needing us right now? I don't know if that's the question I asked.
Mm-mm, I don't think.
But I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't think it's a system. I don't think it's... I think it's less of a failure of one particular thing and more of just women just coming into their own over the last few years. Like, I think it's more of a woman
independency.
Yeah, I think
1,000%.
Like, women are just they just got to a point where it's like, yo, it's been so long when women just had no power for real in anything, any part of this whole shit,
society.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I just got fed the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, like, I don't need you tell me what to do. A man, a boss, a system, no matter who's coming from, I know who I am for real, and we're just going to take shit into our own. Mm. And, like, we're gonna like, force our footprint in this whole shit, whether you want us to or not. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's more of a failure of us as men or a system. It's just women just like, this is the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you see represented in every part, in music, in movies. There's more, I mean, like, black women are the biggest entrepreneurs in the world.
1,000%, yeah.
And it's like, this is just the time and shit.
It's all great growth and shit like that, but, like, with independency, because men have independency, but yet they still feel like they need women. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
I think it's just more of, like, probably, like,
a oppression.
Molecular makeup, though. Like, we just two different people.
Right,
of
course.
I think men is just made to need y'all more than they need us. Yeah,
we
honestly.
Are creators. We create.
Yeah, it's from birth.
From our womb.
Yep.
So it's from birth.
Like, but you can't create unless you have us.
Okay, and then... And then...
Huh? No, I'm just saying, like...
We've been doing this since, like...
Forever.
Forever, right? Yeah. And I get what you're saying about, like, women stepping into their own... But there were times when women didn't even have the spotlight and we're still making it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and like fathers, black fathers going to jail and still making it happen. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know. It's just hard to say, like, it's not like the man's fault when they're not showing up and when they're making the decisions like to just not be there. Like, I mean, get it how you have to get it, right? No judgment there, but it's like, be there for your family, because that's just time you'll never get back. So
I think definitely we have to hold accountability for ourselves as well. You know what I mean? I guess I agree with you. Like, men have been like leaving the homes, no matter what the race is. A man might be leaving the crib, but like when we talking about in the black communities, I feel like the reason we don't strive the way we used to is because we lack community. And how we lack community is because we lack families. And we lack families because people gained, like women gained independence. And it felt like, all right, this nigga fucked up one time, I'm disposing you. We, like, men are becoming disposable. And like, men also look at women as disposable people sometimes too. Like, we have disposed of women, like, I could get another girl tomorrow. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even worry about you. I ain't type of shit. But like, I feel like there's problems on both sides, right? Where it's like, men need to shape up, women need to shape up as well. And then like, see, I don't like to say that because then I feel like I'm telling what a woman is. I ain't no Kevin Samuels. Please, God, don't kill me. I ain't no Kevin Samuels. But however, I feel like we need to come together and build something. Even if you're like bisexual or gay and stuff like that, having healthy relationships with men, which is very possible. I think you could definitely be friends with a man without shit going, you know what I mean, shit happening and shit like that. I got a lot of female friends. Or woman friends. I know y'all don't know female. But I think it's very important for us to all be good with each other so we could like really build a community. Because you can't build a community with just like women or just men. I just don't see that. I don't see how that's possible.
I feel like you see a lot more of it now though. Like, I am hopeful because I see a lot more like of our generation.
Yeah. Like, sticking it out.
Of actually doing it, actually finding their partner, raising their kids, even if they're coming with blended families, I'm seeing that they're sticking together. I'm seeing that they're longing for that. So it definitely gives me hope to see like it's heading in that direction, because I personally see it.
Definitely.
I feel it within my family. I see the change. So I'm like, okay, like it can be done for sure.
Yeah, it's like things are getting corrected right now.
Yeah.
Right? Things are getting corrected. But I think it's gonna take some work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Yomi, you said last week that your father, you felt like, I don't know if you mentioned it already, but your father like wasn't there, and that played a big part, I guess.
I guess you can say, but I mean, I have a male figure, like father figure in my life. It's my stepdad.
Okay.
He's amazing.
Okay.
Like, but I think he hit a good point where Bari did. Where, like, I think women are nurturers, and like, you, whenever you birth a child, you create that bond with your baby,
yeah,
regardless of the gender.
Yeah, 1,000.
So I think I agree with him like wholeheartedly, because it's different. The bond's different, and I'm okay with needing men, but I don't feel like I do.
You don't feel like you do, okay?
Yeah.
And is it like mainly because of men?
No, I just feel like. The bond is just different.
Okay. That's interesting. Bar, you feel that? Because I know you don't have your pops as well. I know that sounds fucked up, but it is true. It is what it is.
Nah, I mean, this last week, I decided to contact my father for the first time.
Oh, shit. This is breaking news. Hold on. Yo. Nah, that's crazy. Wait, hold on. Yeah, let's take a sip.
I'm proud of you.
Let's take a sip. Cheers to that, bro. Cheers to that. For real. Wow. Because we talked about that before.
All right, so, I have been thinking about it a lot, like, in the past few months lately. You know what I'm saying? Just talking out loud, talking to God about it. Just like, you know what I mean? Questions I would ask. I think I'm ready type shit. I think it's time. Because, this for my entire life, I just didn't care to do it. You know what I mean? I had no ill will towards him. I just didn't care to get to know him for real. You know what I'm saying? But like recently, I changed my mind on that. And it wasn't until like early this month, I felt like I received signs, like a few different signs in a row. So it started in like 4th of July weekend. My whole family was down here. You know what I'm saying? And so my uncle, he got his 2 kids now. So I'm seeing like my little 6-year-old cousin just like really just like look up to my uncle as his father for real. And like my uncle like low key raised me as well.
That's why
I always had male figure in my life too. But now like he's a whole dad. Like, so I'm seeing that father son dynamic. So that sparked it more, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, in between that, I heard, like, a few people talk about their lack of relationships with their fathers and them reaching out to them and shit like that. So that sparked it more. But then, like, I received the final sign, which I knew it was time. I'm in my crib chilling, just sitting in the dining room or whatever, right? My grandmother walked past me. She said, "Ooh, you have such hairy legs." You know what I'm saying? You get that from your father's side. That's cool. She said that before.
Yeah.
But this is what fucked me up. She was about to walk to her room, and then she came back and said, "Yo, like, have you thought about reaching out to him lately? Like, does he still reach out to you? I think you should be the bigger man and reach out."
Ooh.
Mind you, like, she had no idea that I had already been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my grandmother has never once in my life talked to me about my father for real in that way.
Yeah.
She never said, like, you should reach out to him for real.
Yeah.
So she left, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, grandmas do that. Mm-hmm. They do that.
I was like, I looked up and said, heard you.
You understood the sign.
That was it. Because I've been talking to him a lot about it. And that was a sign. It had to come from my grandma. It had to come from somebody in the family.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So I was like, you know what? Boom. So I spent that. Oh, you know, not matter of fact, rewind. The night before that happened, I was up late night thinking about it for real. And I said, like, you know what? Let me write the message out that I would send to him at some point.
Oh, I love that.
So I wrote out the whole thing in my notes first. So I wanted to get my words as clear as possible. I wanted to, like, really relay how I felt.
Yeah.
And whenever the day came that I was going to send him this message. But I didn't know what's going to do it, though. So I was still pushing off. But then when my grandmother said that, I was like, you know what? What's the point of waiting any longer? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wrote out the message. I might as well just send it.
Yeah.
So I sent it to him on IG. Because he been following me on IG for a minute. He writes me on IG sometimes and shit. But I've been ignoring it the whole time. So I sent the message on IG. And then, like, he responded promptly. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a waste of time. I figured that too. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, like, if I'm gonna, like, because he's been knocking on my door forever. He's always been trying to contact me for a minute.
Yeah.
I've ignored it. I was like, yo, Bari, if you gonna, like, do this,
do it.
You can't open the door and shut it back on his face. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you gonna open that door, you gotta let him in. We're gonna sit down and we're gonna talk about whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, I think I'm ready for that. Sent the message, he responded and shit, right? So then, like, he said it was emotional for him to get that message from me and shit, because he'd been asking for that for a while. I wasn't doing it. And so, like, he had said, yo, do you have a WhatsApp? Because he in Barbados.
Of course, of course.
Do you have a WhatsApp? It'd be easier. My initial reaction was, I ain't making no goddamn WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I'm like downloading that shit.
I feel like downloading shit.
I was like, fuck out of here. We get on IG.
Yeah.
But then I was like, nah, I had to check myself right then and there. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
you want to talk to this man? Make it easier for him.
Yeah.
Download a fucking WhatsApp, my nigga.
Yeah.
Don't be that nigga.
Don't be him.
I had to change that. I was like, I'm ready now. I'm gonna be ready now for real. So I got the WhatsApp. We talking, and then we talked on the phone for the first time. So I'm hearing this voice.
Oh my God, this is beautiful.
I was just about to say, oh my God, this is such a beautiful story.
This is too much for me, boy. I can't do this. I can't do this.
I wasn't ready. All right now.
So, like, you know what I mean? I'm listening to his voice. I found myself just listening. Not even, like, hearing what he was saying. I'm just, like, picking up just, like, how this nigga sounds.
Mm.
The tone, his accent, his
mannerisms.
Like, flexion and shit. I'm like,
about to cry.
Sorry.
I know.
I'm like, so I was just, like, listening for real. You know what I'm saying? And then like, he was, like, you know, it was emotional for him and all that. But then, like, we talked again. He asked me, he's like, so, like, where you want to start for real? You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I said, all right, like, how do you and my moms meet? I started there.
Yeah.
I was going to start there, and then we gonna pick up from there.
Yeah.
And, like, while he was talking, I was like, yo, like, first of all, it hit me, like, I never once, like, asked my mother, like, at all, like, what it was at that time she had a child, and then all of a sudden, you know, well, matter of fact, I can't even say that, because what I thought the story was wasn't the story.
Oh.
Like, it was, but not really.
And I
figured it out while he was talking. So what he told me was basically, like, I ain't gonna put his business out there for real, but, like, he was fucked up, though. Like, he was fucked up when he had me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't fit to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At all. He was doing all types of wild shit. He was a wild boy. He was in the 90s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was in the Bronx.
Yeah.
It was nasty business, you know what I'm saying? So he wasn't there. But y'all didn't know. Like, I didn't know it was because he was dealing with just shit.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when he said that, and my, I said, oh, you know what? I told him, I was like, you know what? I think my mother, first of all, my mother has not, like, never once, like, talk spoken bad. Ill about this man at all.
I love that.
And when he said that, I was like, that's why. Like, she didn't want me to grow up thinking, having that vision of you and hating you for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can sit here and say, yo, like, I'm not here to judge you, son. Like, you can tell me whatever. Like, I'm here to have an honest conversation with you, dead ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't hate you now. I'm not going to start hating you just because I heard this information now. Like, that would make any sense.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Like, that's why my moms did that. You know what I mean? So shout out to my moms for real. Because if I had known that, I probably wouldn't be here telling the story. Mm-hmm. I would never have reached out to him. You know
what I'm saying?
If I know he was just going through wild shit. He didn't have to. But he was, yeah, but like, yeah. So like, he told me his story. And I mean, like, we just been talking since. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been here and there type shit on WhatsApp. You know what I mean? So that was.
Did you cry at all?
Nah, I didn't cry.
Did you think he cried, maybe?
I'm sure, like, after he got off the phone. Not on the phone he didn't, but I'm sure, like, he said, like, yo, this is, like, emotional. He said he could cry right now. It's emotional for him, you know what I'm saying? Which obviously it is, you know what I mean? Like, it's my first time we ever talked.
That's beautiful.
In our lives. You know
that
what I'm
is
saying?
Really
so,
beautiful. How do you feel my now? Mother was like that, too. She didn't speak any ill will about my father.
Yeah.
Wow. Ever. Yeah.
Yeah, mom.
That's beautiful.
My mother did the same thing. She didn't.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my mother did the same thing. Didn't speak ill will of my pops. You know what I mean? And I think that's very, that shows woman power.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga fucked up.
That's a whole different type of strength.
Yeah. Hold it.
To not,
to not go crazy.
Yeah.
I know y'all probably can't hear me, but that also just, because as I think about things like this, we all just try to make sense of everything. So when you bring things down to a simplest form, like, you do need people. Like, we coexist together.
Yeah.
So life experiences will happen where you probably won't even understand it until you go through it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make you feel like, yo, I'm not dealing with people.
Yeah.
And sometimes they might be a reflection of you. You going through shit too, and you're not realizing how you play a part in it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you break it down to its simplest form, it's like the tides and the moon, they just they work together. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
They work together. They're not at odds. They work together. So, yeah. They're both a strong force.
Yeah.
They work together.
1,000.
It shouldn't be at odds.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000%. I feel like, when I had gained that relationship with my father, because I spoke to y'all about that too as well. I spoke about it probably publicly. I'm not sure. But, you know, I wasn't close to my father at all. You know what I'm saying? But then when I got close with him through, like, just going to the gym with him, I was like, really watching this man. I'm like, I'm talking to my father right now.
Mm-hmm.
That shit fucked me up.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine not speaking to your pops for, like, however, like, I mean, it wasn't like as long as you, but it was like over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I'm speaking to my pops right now and we're good. We're having conversation. And not once have I ever spoke to him. Like, you're a bigger person than me, because I haven't spoke to him about, like, yo, why the fuck wasn't you there? You know what I'm saying?
Conversation.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's a tough conversation. And I'm not sure if I even, like, necessarily, like, want to hear, but, like, I feel like I'm making an excuse for him. Like, I understand that you wasn't the type of man you are now than you back then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I get that.
I think that sometimes people forget that parents are human.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Real.
Because, like, you want to look at your mother and your father as this superhuman person that's not going to make any mistakes.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're an individual just like you are.
Yeah.
And they're not always going to get it right.
Right. That's
being a mom. I know that for sure. Like, I got to be me and I got to be a mom at the same time. So I'm not always going to be perfect and I'm not always going to get it right. Yeah. And that's what happens. And sometimes if you don't, like, resolve and fix your own trauma, it's hard to be a parent to someone else.
Oh, I was just talking about this.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that last night. I was talking about unpacking that baggage. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, I feel like our generation is like the unpacking bad generation. I feel like niggas be tapping in for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Sure. So I was talking about that. I was like, yo, like, I was saying, as parents, you don't ever want to contribute to your kid's trauma, right? Like, they gonna get it on their own as they go out through life, because right. they the experiences. You want to make sure as a parent, you as like, you make it as easy as possible for them type of shit, right? So that was like, you can't get to that point unless you deal with your own shit first before you have a kid. Because yep. if you don't, you're going to pass it on to them. It's inevitable. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They're going to reap that. You got to unpack that shit first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was talking to my homegirl this weekend when we were out in the forest and like chilling in the mountains. So she's also a parent, and she had her baby at 18, and now we're 28 and he's 10. I'm like, girl, you have a 10-year-old. And she was talking to me about just like how she wishes that, you know, of course she'll never regret her child, but it's like, man, like, If she were able to identify these traumas mm-hmm. before, you know, she wouldn't have maybe passed it on to her kids. But I also feel like some of those traumas, like, maybe you don't get to, like, you know, see them or feel them until you get to that step of having a kid. Right. So it's like mm-hmm. whatever place you are, the switch is gonna flip.
Yeah. That's how you bring it back. Full circle.
And it's so sad, but I mean, at the end of the day, those kids have to learn it too. Like, if we did it and we're doing all this hard work and all this healing work, there's going to be some traumas that are passed on. It's inevitable. Sure. But you know,
I almost gotta learn how to navigate it. Now at my mom, the way that she was with me, I know that was trauma. Mm-hmm. It's trauma. Like, and now looking back at the age that I'm at now, I can't fault her for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if she realized it. If she realizes it now, I don't know, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So not to make excuse for it, but I kind of got to like, she was dealing with something that she don't even know she was dealing with, and mm-hmm. she don't know she's dealing with now. So I kind of got to like, let it be.
Yeah, you got
to.
Yeah.
You got to understand. Well, it's like, you got to understand those things. I always tell my mom sometimes, and she be thinking I'm joking, like, you need therapy. You need therapy. The whole family needs therapy mm-hmm. because y'all going through some real shit. That's Caribbean shit, though, too.
Oh,
though.
Absolutely.
That's another thing we could get into, but we can't. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, we short on time. This was another great one.
Over already?
Yeah, bro. I know, right?
Every time. We're like, every time we get into a time, it's like,
oh, getting real deep.
I'm trying to tell you, so this could be a 2-hour pod, but you know what I mean? We don't have those funds yet. Right. But yo, wow, this is another great pod, man. Thank you, Kim, for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Added another element. Yomi, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate of course, you, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Look at that. You tried to slap my shit. Just God damn. Shanice.
Hello.
Thank you, as
thank
always.
You guys. I appreciate it, always.
Bari, my beautiful brother. You already know the vibes. Najee in the back. You know what I'm saying? I love that he's here. Listen, man, y'all don't know what this man is doing, but he's doing something. I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you that right now. I don't want to get into it, but we're going to get into it one day. I am JD, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you for
being here.
Yeah.
For being here. Well, yeah, you know, sure. That shit. It's the business. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Thank you for being my friend, and I need you in my life.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Jesus. Shanice, can I get one from you or what? What happened? You feel what
Thank you. Thank you, Hakeem, for being my friend, and I need you. Of course. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you already know the vibes. You know, I love y'all, of course, 1,000%.
Najee, you got one for him? Najee, go ahead. Same. Do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does. Nah,
that was
genuine. Yeah, I went to his crib. We just talked. We had a conversation about that. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's love.
All of y'all. Yeah, all
for
of
real.
1,000%.
I love you.
Okay, we're out of here. This is In Living Black. You already know the vibes. Yeah. Episode 160 something. 66. 166. Oh, yeah, I changed that. We got to get 167 right away. Okay. I don't like the 66 things. Okay. I don't like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Anyways, In Living Black, you know the vibes. Peace. We out. That was a great pod. God damn.
Mm-hmm. But I agree with you with the West Indian thing.
Oh, no, that's a West